In the midst of the coronavirus pandemic last year, some 6% of the confirmed cases in Delaware involved poultry processing plant workers, and the poultry companies institute a host of precautions to fend off the spread of the disease. Now they are eagerly looking forward to the coming of the vaccine, which is expected within the next few weeks. Kathy Bassett is Director of Communications and Community Relations for Mount Air.
We have facilities here in Delaware. We have a couple of smaller facilities in Maryland. But so we've been working closely with Delaware officials planning for vaccination events if and when the vaccine supply becomes available. So our company has been looking at different kinds of scenarios depending on how much vaccine we get, whether it's a larger scale operation or a smaller scale operation, but we've been talking to our workforce, educating them with all the facts about the vaccines. So they have all the information, all their questions can be answered. And then we've gone out and bought freezers and generators to make sure we have, we're prepared when we get the call from the state that says your vaccine supply is ready. So we're being told that should be in a few weeks. We're not exactly sure when. You know, obviously supply is limited everywhere, and there are folks who are ready to be vaccinated today. So we're patiently waiting and planning and optimistic that it'll happen sooner rather than later.
Do you find there's any kind of hesitancy within the workforce? They're migrants sometimes. They come and they go. Some of their situations are tenuous for this kind of vaccine.
Well, that's a great question. I think in general, in our communities, there's those who want it and they want it now, and there are those who are going to, you know, be a little more hesitant. And that's why we've really tried to bring in some other voices. You know, we've interviewed Dr. Tam, who's the president of BB Healthcare up here in Delaware, and tried to ask him all of those questions about side effects and, you know, long-term concerns, those kinds of things, to try to help bring some information to them. We've talked to some of the folks that they respect in terms of pastors in their communities and, you know, leaders in the Hispanic community, and how can we make sure that, you know, that they're getting their questions answered. So we've been working hard to try to make sure that they understand how important it is. And as a company, we certainly are supportive of the vaccine. We think it's going to be a great tool to help us get back to normal operations. So, you know, eventually, some of the things that we've implemented probably aren't going to change. You know, a lot of we've invested in the best technologies in terms of temperature taking. So we have infrared scanners now that when you walk into our facility, automatically takes your temperature. And so those kinds of equipment that we've invested in, that's probably going to be around for a long time. You know, it may be permanently how we are doing things. Face masks are something that while we all hate, you know, we do see the benefit of folks who have to work in close quarters like we do in processing. We have installed as many physical barriers as possible, plexiglass in, you know, almost every possible place to separate workers. But all of the little things that we do are making a difference. And, you know, we implemented a random testing program back last summer where we randomly are testing our employees to try to filter out some of those asymptomatic workers. So that we're staying on top of that as well. And we think we've had great success with all of the steps that we've taken to try to stop the spread of the virus.
Kathy Bassett with Mount Air. In our next segment, we take a look at the impact of the pandemic on the poultry industry. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.